Φίλες και φίλοι των Sports, καλησπέρα. Εδώ είμαστε και πάλι, μία ακόμα εκπομπή The Net. Και αν αισθάνεστε λίγο περίεργα που με βλέπετε μόνο μου, δεν θα είμαι μόνος μου. Μπορεί το σκηνικό να μην είναι έτσι όπως το έχετε συνηθίσει, αλλά θα έχουμε έναν πολύ σπουδαίο και σημαντικό καλεσμένο. Μαζί μας σήμερα, στην άλλη άκρη της οθόνης, θα είναι ο Λορέντζο Μπράουν. Το τελευταίο και σπουδαίο μεταγραφικό απόκτημα του Παναθηναϊκού από την Ισπανία, όπου βρίσκεται μαζί με την εθνική ομάδα της Ισπανίας. Θα μας αφιερώσει χρόνο για να συζητήσουμε όλα αυτά που απασχολούν τον Παναθηναϊκό της νέας σεζόν. Στην πρώτη του μεγάλη συνέντευξη ως παίκτης του Παναθηναϊκού, ο Λορέντζο Μπράουν θα μας αποκαλύψει τους στόχους του, τις φιλοδοξίες του, τα όνειρά του με την ομάδα του Παναθηναϊκού, αλλά και όσα έζησε την πολύ ιδιαίτερη και περίεργη περσινή σεζόν με τη Μακάμπη. So Lorenzo, thank you for being here. I appreciate it very much. I told you before also that I know that you are in a very strictly and heavy program, and I appreciate it very much that you are here with us today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
So let's begin with your feelings and your emotions, because this is the first time that you're giving an interview as a player of Panathinaikos. How's your feelings as a player of the team of European champions?
Yeah, man, I'm feeling good. You know, more excited than anything. Like to play with a coach like Coach Adaman, who could, you know, bring my game to that next level that I always wanted it to be, and also play with a group of guys who, you know, are super talented and who know what it takes to win a championship. So that's the most exciting part.
How difficult it was for you to take the decision to leave Maccabi and to say yes to the proposal of Panathinaikos and to come here in Athens?
Oh man, it was very difficult. Everyone knows how much I care about that organization and my teammates. So, you know, when it came down to it, it was, you know, like I said, it was very difficult. And but, you know, I had to make the best decision for me and my family to move on and, you know, take on new ventures in life, which is the city of Athens.
Your transfer in Panathinaikos, it was the first big transfer of this summer in EuroLeague, a huge deal, that it came very quickly. What was the key moment of your discussions with the team of Panathinaikos in order to say yes to the team?
Well, you know, the key things, you know, it just came down to, I felt like they wanted me to be there. I spoke with a few other teams and, you know, the conversation was pretty much just going back and forth, back and forth. But Pana, they kind of stepped on the pedal and I feel like they wanted me to be a part of this group that they have. And they felt like I would be the perfect fit for to be a point guard for this team. So that's what it came down to. And, you know, just knowing what they want. And I know that they want to win, and so do I. So, I mean, that's what pretty much played a big part in me choosing Pana be on this great team.
Before we start to write the show, we talked a little bit, and you said that it's very difficult for a new player, his first season in one new team. You think that this is more easy for you because you have one team that is ready, one team that has a lot of players from the last season and the same coach. It will be more easy for you, your first season, in the team.
Yeah, for the most part, I wouldn't say it would be easy for me, but I feel like the guys would help me be more comfortable in the situation because they know what coach wants. So, I mean, once the flow gets going within the season and I get to knowing how everyone plays, and which I kind of already do just by playing against them for five games straight. But just knowing how things go on the defensive end and mostly the offensive end, because I'll be playing the point guard. So just knowing how that works and learning my guys would, you know, be probably the most I wouldn't say difficult, but it'd probably be a little challenging because, you know, it's a new system and new things I have to learn. But, you know, I'm, what, 10, 12 years into this profession, my professional year, so I think it'll come a little faster than usual.
I think you have totally right, because you say that you will need the time to adjust in the new team, but the EuroLeague's world, they have started the conversation about Pana have four great guards, Jus, Lucas, Kendrick Nunn, Jerry and Grant. How is in on your mind this collaboration with these three guys?
Yeah, I'm excited, man. you know, I've played with some great players, man, and I feel like this group is a little more deeper than any other team I've actually played with in Europe. So I always think about it as there's two teams. You know, you have to one comes in, one comes out. You know, and it'll be tough to guard us all. So I think just putting this group together is a force for the EuroLeague.
You have a very good opinion of Panathinaikos last year, of the team of the last year. You played against him a lot of times. What's your opinion about the new team that is coming up? Panathinaikos has a big goal of winning again the European Championship, and you are a member of the team. What's your opinion about the new team that Panathinaikos built?
My opinion about the new team is I think it's an amazing start. You know, I feel like a few more teams in the EuroLeague are getting better. And I feel like with me coming to Pana, it's just another piece to the puzzle. These guys are already good. You know, they're already a great team. But with adding me to this team, and if I'm not mistaken, I heard they're going to add another big. Yeah. So whoever that will be, this team will be unbeatable, in my opinion. If we get everything clicking the right way, and, you know, if we tie into what coach wants us to do, which I feel like these guys already know the plan, that would be the major key points to winning another championship for next year.
You have, in your career until now, you have won a lot of things in personal level. You are in the greatest teams of EuroLeague, in the first, in the second. I think also in your career when you played in G League, it's time for you to win the European Championship.
Oh, yes, most definitely. You know, it's been a great career so far, but, you know, I don't think it's complete until you get a championship on your name. So, especially being a part of winning a championship, too. So, that's always been my goal. And the older I get, the more I want it. So, right now, my focus is to, you know, be the best player I could be, even if that means stepping back and allowing, you know, guys that, you know, have been in there and been in that situation help me do that. So I'm willing to do whatever it takes, and that's my mindset going into being a Panathinaikos player.
If we let aside the last season, Panathinaikos in the last years had many difficulties, many problems, and very strange years. Now Panathinaikos is Greek champion again, and I would like your opinion and your comment about the battles of Panathinaikos and Olympiakos. I'm sure you haven't played, but I'm sure you have heard and see a lot of these things. Are you anxious about these games?
Yeah, most definitely. You know, those are two major clubs in all of Europe. So when you hear those two names, you just automatically know that's going to be a clash. So, you know, with me being a part of that, man, I'm just excited. You know, those, I know... I, I know on each side, everybody wants to win. So when you get in those arenas and you hear the fans cheering and, you know, people yelling, and you just feel the intensity as soon as you step into the building. So that's the fun part about it. And competing against high level talent on both ends. And, you know, it's like any other rivalry, but I feel like it's times 10. So, you know, I'm very excited to be a part of that and have my name in those history books.
Last year, you had an excellent season with Maccabi. You won the championship. You were very close to being the Final Four of EuroLeague. But at the same time, it was very difficult for you and your teammates to stay focused and to play as good as you could because of the fact that you had to... You had to deal with the war in Israel. How was this last year for you, and psychologically? In order to work as good as you wanted.
To be honest, it wasn't bad as everybody thinks, man. But you know, the war was seeing and hearing, you know, the bombs were probably the worst part, but I feel like once all of that happened and we had to move around a lot more, I feel like we became closer as a family, you know? So that was the most interesting part, because we got to know each other a lot more than we expected, because we were so bunched up together. You know, normally people go their separate ways after practices and, you know, after games, but we were together. And I think that there kind of helped us in the season, because we got to talk amongst each other and, you know, express ourselves in different ways that we didn't normally do and during regular seasons if the things were going as planned. But we got to express ourselves and we became brothers, man. So that's what I'll miss most about those guys, is, you know, that we became so much close in this whole year. And I think that was, like I said, that was probably the key to us making the playoffs and making that final push. But you know, we all dealt with different things, and mainly, I know, like I said, staying together was the most part. And you know, it was pretty cool. It was a cool experience.
Maybe was there any moment during the season that you were afraid for you, for your teammates, for your people?
Afraid how? Like
because of the bombings, because of that you didn't know what to expect.
Most definitely, you know, when it first happened, that was probably the scariest part, because I don't think anybody ever been through a situation like that before. Yeah. It's besides the guys that were from there. But, you know, the team did the best they could to, you know, figure out a way to get us to safety. And, you know, it was that. I mean, other than that, everything else was okay. It was just first day and a half was probably the worst part. But other than that, the team, they took great care of us, man, and I will forever appreciate that about them.
Lorenzo, how was to work with Coach Katas, and what are you expecting from Coach Ataman?
Oh, man, Coach Katas is probably my favorite coach right now, man. He's so calm, collected, man, and when it came down to it, he knew what to do. And he's a basketball junkie, man. You know, a lot of coaches stay there basketball junkies, but when you look at Coach Kataj, you probably wouldn't think he was, because he's so, like, he has that demeanor on his face that he's like, okay, I'm here, I'm just here. But he's studying the game 24/7, even when he's not on the court. So I think that was the most interesting thing about him, even though he didn't talk much. But when he did talk, it was always something knowledgeable. And he, you know, he held, I can say, me and Wade accountable for a lot of things on the team. So that was a pretty cool part. Coach Adamant, man, he's been through it. He's been through everything so far. He's coached a lot of great players. He's made a lot of players' careers develop into, you know, success. And I think that, well, I know that he'll take mine to that next level as well. Right now, I feel like I'm a pretty good player, but I still have things to learn. And I know with Adamant, he'll push me. He'll know the right things to say to make me want to reach those next levels. So that's what I'm mainly excited about. I'm already a hard worker, so that extra push would take me to that level. So like I said, I'm excited to work with Coach and, you know, be a part of his history for sure.
Lorenzo, you played last year 4 times in Oaka in the gym of Panathinaikos. You experienced the atmosphere there. You know very well. You have played many years before. How is to have this crowd in your side now?
Oh, man. That crowd was amazing, man. It is good to be on that side now for sure. The best thing I got out of that was the respect factor. I felt like towards the last game, it was much more respect than anything. Even when some of them showed up to Serbia, you know, it was always expecting. So, you know, it was always, they always cheer for Panna, but at the end it was all love. So that was the best part about knowing that, you know, the fans could cheer against you, but at the same time they would show respect when you gave that respect back to them. So that was the cool part of everything.
Okay. And finally, Lorenzo, I want to give me your best 5 players that you have played with until now in your career. Your best 5 starting up lineup.
My best 5 starting?
Yeah. You are the coach now.
I'm the coach.
Yeah, take the decision.
I'll come back to the point guard, but 2 guard, I'll say DeMar DeRozan. 3... The small forward, I would say Kawhi Leonard. Power forward, I would say Karl Towns. Point guard and center is pretty tough.
You have to take the decision now.
Right. Myself, or no, I can't say I'm the coach.
Okay, yeah. Yourself, okay.
Coach, I'll say Kyle Lowry.
Okay.
Kyle as my big and for my 5.
You ran out of time.
Yeah, okay. I'll say
clock is ticking.
Drummond. Andre Drummond or Kevin Garnett.
Kevin Garnett. Okay.
He was up.
And last but not least, if you had only one shot at the last offense of the EuroLeague final, who would take that shot?
I'm taking that shot for sure.
Okay. That was a one to shirt.
Yeah, I have to take that. That'd be a once-in-a-lifetime moment, so I would love to take that shot.
Okay, fair enough. Lorenzo, thank you once more again for your time, and I want to wish you all the best for the national team of Spain, and I wish you also all the best with Panathinaikos next season, and I'm looking forward to see you here in Greece.
I will, man. Thank you. Good luck to you guys as well.
Thank you very much. Nice to have you here.
Thanks. See you.
Κυρίες και κύριοι, αυτός ήταν ο Λορέντζο Μπράουν που μας έκανε τιμή από την Ισπανία όπου και βρίσκεται με την εθνική ομάδα της χώρας του να είναι εδώ μαζί μας στο στούντιο του The Net και να μας αποκαλύψει όλα όσα σκέφτεται και ονειρεύεται για την καινούργια καριέρα που ξεκινάει με την φανέλα του Παναθηναϊκού. Ένα μεγάλο ευχαριστώ και σε εσάς που βρεθήκατε εδώ και μας κάνατε παρέα, και όσοι πιστοί μπορείτε να μας αφήσετε τα σχόλιά σας ώστε να μας πείτε ποιον θα θέλατε για επόμενο καλεσμένο του επόμενου επεισοδίου. Ευχαριστούμε πάρα πολύ, καλή συνέχεια και τα λέμε σε ένα επόμενο επεισόδιο του The Net.